Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood hamper for Gina J's Dirty Laundry on 96.5 TIC. Today's best variety.
Hello, Mark the Shark.
Gina J, good afternoon. It is a Thursday, and that means it's time to get dirty with the Dirty Laundry. What do we have today?
Enrique Iglesias and Anna Kournikova, welcome to baby girl.
Yeah, this is their third child. They have 2-year-old twins.
They released some photos and of her just giving birth, and I'm like, wow, does she look incredible on that operating table. I was like, wow.
Smoking hot.
She is beautiful. I mean, they kept this so secretive. I told you a couple weeks ago that she was pregnant. She was on a boat in Miami, and she was very pregnant.
Oh,
but
man.
They've always been very under the radar with anything that they do.
Yeah, so. Good for them. They're going to have, hopefully the kids will benefit from a more of a normal life. That'll be great.
And Joe Jonas and Sophie Turner announced, too, they're expecting their first child together.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah.
So Jennifer Lopez, she is getting her own shoe line at DSW.
Yes, she is. And it's supposed to come out later this spring. It'll be available, as you said, at Design Shoe Warehouse and on their website, DSW.com. Now, you got to help me with this. She says this collection represents three cities that have become such an important part of who I am.
Okay.
Ego. New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. And she says, we're bringing the downtown street style that represents New York, some old Hollywood glamour, and the vibrancy that represents a representative of Miami.
Okay.
With this collection is my hope that people can find and represent multiple sides of themselves. What the hell does that mean?
Well,
we're talking shoes here.
All right, so Miami, I mean, I've seen some of the styles. If you go to DSW.com/JLo, she released a few of them. These are the stiletto ones. I'm going to guess those are for Miami to go out partying like that.
Okay.
And I'm waiting for, like, the flats come out and the sneakers.
Now, DSW, that's kind of like an everyman's kind of affordable kind of place.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
So they're going to sell a lot of these. This isn't just some little specialty
that's going to
sell out.
No, she's going to sell a lot. And there's a chance for you to meet her, too, if you go to their website.
Really?
Yeah. So Jim Carrey was being slammed on Twitter yesterday for telling a woman journalist. Did you see what he did?
I did. I thought it was funny.
You thought it was
the
funny?
You mean the bucket list thing?
The bucket list, yes.
Yeah, she goes, what's left on your bucket list? And he looks at her and he goes, you. I thought it was great.
I don't think it's funny.
What?
No, she's trying to be
God,
professional.
Everybody's so sensitive.
Oh, no, I don't like that.
Oh, it's creepy, but I thought it was funny.
And finally, Orlando Bloom, he got a tattoo of his son's name, Flynn.
Okay.
It was spelled wrong.
No.
Yes.
Like the Snickers commercial?
Well, because he did, what do you call it? He had it in Morse code. It was Flynn also with the date of birth and time. And the tattoo artist did it wrong. And I guess someone picked it up on social media and said, hey, you've got the name wrong. You spelled it Fryn with a period and F-R-Y-N-N.
Oh, that stinks.
Somebody picked it up. Yes. So they got to go fix it. Yep. Fryn. Wrong name.
Now, is he still getting married to, what, Katy Perry?
Yeah. I mean, they're supposed to be getting married. And then American Idol comes back this weekend, so they're not spending Valentine's Day together, I heard. So.
Uh-oh.
Ooh, Valentine's Day. Yes, tomorrow, Shark. Big plans?
Ooh, no plans.
No?
Nope.
Your wife's not going to be upset with that?
I'm just playing on my radio. I'm doing Morse code. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry about that. No, I got her something.
I got her a
cheese basket.
A cheese basket?
And a bottle of wine.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not the typical flowers, which she said, don't get me flowers, don't get me candy. She's doing keto, so I'm going, you know what? A really nice cheese basket and a bottle of wine. I think that's within the keto...
I don't know. Cheese, I think you can. I'm not sure
cheese,
about wine.
Cheese, I definitely, yeah. Wine, probably not. But you know what? Live it up.
Live it up a little. Yes.
So, hopefully she's not listening, and hopefully it'll be a little bit of a surprise.
I know.
Hopefully...
Hello.
I'll get some points.
There you go.
Hopefully I get, you know, on the good side of the ledger.
Yeah.
No, that's not good. But at least I'll be on the good. I'll be in their good graces over the long weekend.
So
that'll be good.
There you go.
Speaking of Valentine's Day, this traffic report.